Cory Booker, in an interview on Tuesday, he's a senator. Cory Booker was asked about his campaign for the 2020 elections. And Cory Booker responded to MSNBC by saying, when questioned about his running mate, Booker says he will be looking to a woman first, beta, if nominated. Here's Booker.
But let me ask you about the big field that you are joining. A lot of women, and especially a lot of your women Senate colleagues,
yes,
are already running. You are blessed among women,
yes,
in the field right now. If you got the nomination, would you commit to choosing a woman as your vice presidential running mate?
I think it would be malpractice. I'm not going to make any specific commitments, but we clearly should have. I believe there should be a woman president right now, and it worked very hard to get one. But we have such a great field of leaders. I think that you will rarely see a Democratic ticket anymore without gender diversity, race diversity. I think it's something that we should have. So I'm not going to box myself in, but should I become it, you know I'll be looking to women first.
Wow, it's so wrong with this man. And there is clearly something wrong with Cory Booker. I wonder if he had a father and a mother, or was he just raised by his mother? Because there's nothing manly about him at all. He accepts homosexuals, transgenders, anything but straight people. Is there something wrong with Cory Booker? Is something wrong? Did Cory Booker write that he harassed a girl while in college or high school or molested her or something?
I don't know.
Something like that he wrote about it. I may have it wrong. But something is wrong with this man. Look how wide-eyed he is when you talk.
Now, there's a picture right here that...
Look at him.
He's definitely extreme with his... facial expressions.
He act like a black female. And I'm wondering, was he influenced by his mother, grandmama, or somebody? Something's clearly wrong with him.
He got the emotions.
He really does. Cory Booker believes the Democrats have great people running. That's wishful thinking.
What do you expect the primary is going to be like? What are you hoping for? Can it be competitive and tough and trying while still being what you want from public life?
Look, we have great people running. This is actually an abundance of riches for the Democratic Party. I hope that whoever wins, we all support. Mm-hmm. It's really important to me that we have full support of whoever the nominee is. But I'm just confident to tell my story, let people know I have a very unique pathway to running for president, coming from an inner city, managing it through a crisis with great results. So I'm hoping that people will support me for who I am in the spirit of, look, it's not just about beating Trump. It's not just about what we're against. It's got to also be about what we're for, bringing this country together to solve serious problems.
That's amazing. But what's wrong with him? Do you know if he had a father or mother growing up?
Me? Uh-huh. I don't know.
Anybody knows? Because something is seriously wrong with him. Today marks 1 year since the Parkland, Florida shooting by Nicholas Cruz. And that was down in Florida. A year has gone by already. That's amazing.
I forgot.
Me too. I think it was Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School down in Florida. 19-year-old Nicholas Cruz was charged with 17 counts of premeditated murder and 17 counts of attempted murder. That's interesting that it's been a year ago already. Newark, by the way, was at one point this guy, Booker, was mayor or governor or something over Newark, New Jersey, and Newark went to hell in a handbasket. He was mayor of Newark, New Jersey. And I tell you, you wouldn't want your rats to live in New Jersey. And just imagine if he would become president. He won't, but just imagine if he was. But watch when he's running, he's going to cater to the women, to the lesbians, and to the homosexuals. And the LGBT, he's going to do like Obama did. And I think that's because, I know with Obama, he was raised by a woman. Or grandparents, his mother was white, but she hated herself. She hated whiteness all the way. Anyway, there is no such thing. There is no such thing as sexism, racism, homophobiaism, Islamophobiaism, deadbeatism, or white supremacism. It doesn't exist, folks. It's all made up. So, when Booker was mayor of New Jersey went to hell in a handbasket, and I'm told that it was worse like downtown L.A. L.A. is a mess. Booker Paris were among the first black executive at IBM. So he was raised going to a small African Methodist Episcopal church in New Jersey. No wonder he screwed up.
I always thought he had something wrong with him.
He had something wrong with him.
He always had that look to me.
I wonder if he's on the antidepressant stuff. Because you see wild-eyed and wild and really just say crazy things. And
you almost don't want to take him serious because he's so over the top with the emotions all the time.
Do you have a family picture or something?
Let me see.
It's in your box.
Okay.
They just sent it to you. I think we have a family picture of him. That's his daddy and mama.
Yeah.
Beta! Is it mama white?
She looks Creole, to be honest.
Creole?
Yeah, which is white.
Too. They also light, you can't tell.
Yeah.
But somebody messed him up. Does the daddy look like a beta male?
It's hard to tell. His mom looks strong, as what women think strong is.
That means she look angry.
Right.
That's amazing. It's amazing. So parents were both called among the first black executive at IBM. So I think they're black. They may be black, light-skinned black. Who is that?
That's them, too. That's the mom and dad and him when he was younger. I'm assuming his older brother, maybe.
That's what they looked like when they were younger?
Uh-huh.
And they went to that when they were older?
Uh-huh.
That doesn't even look like them.
I know. This is a...
See, look. That looked like somebody else.
It's something.
Amazing.
I didn't know you had a brother. He had a brother, too.
Well, he's not going to win because the Great White Hope is running. No one's going to beat him out, so they might as well stay home. Save their campaign money if they're paying for it. He's not going to win. Rob is from Florida. Rob, good morning. You're on the air, sir.
Good morning, Jesse. Good to hear from you. Good to talk to you again.
How you doing, Rob?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
All is well, sir.
Amazing, amazing. All right, so I'm following up. I called, I think that was on Monday, and I asked you a question about love, pretty much what that was. And we ended up talking about my girlfriend, and you were saying how I was indirect. So I really put some thought into it. I don't know if you remember, but I also said I was going to pray on it. You laughed at me.
But, did you pray on it?
I prayed. I prayed on some things. But
so what does it mean? How does one pray on it? How did you pray? How did you pray on it about your girlfriend?
I didn't necessarily pray on it, but I prayed. And
what did you say?
I said I didn't use words. I used the silent prayer. I use words. Usually when I use words, I use the Lord's prayer. Lord is my shepherd. I shall not. I'm sorry. I'm a little nervous.
So what did you come up with? What did you come up with about your girlfriend?
So what was revealed to me was that. Well, I talked to her, and she said that she doesn't hate her mother. She doesn't hate her father, which was a good thing. But, what was revealed to me is that, as long as I love myself and just love purely, without hate, without anger, then everything will work out fine as long as I'm just, I try to be the best man that I can be under God. then everything, you know, it doesn't matter what her position is because she'll fall in line, I believe.